The candidates running for mayor and city controller have only a few more days to make their case to voters before primary day on Tuesday. Public advocate Bill de Blasio has increased his lead in a poll out this week, but it's unclear if he has enough of an edge to avoid a runoff against his closest rivals, City Council Speaker Christine Quinn and former controller Bill Thompson. And the new Quinnipiac poll has the controller's race in a statistical tie, with Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer having just a 2 percentage point advantage over former Governor Eliot Spitzer. Joining us now to get an update on what's going on today in politics is reporter for New York One Noticias and host of Pura Politica, Juan Manuel Benitez. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning.
So the controller race looks neck and neck between Spitzer and Stringer. What are the strategies in this final week of campaigning?
I think Scott Stringer needs to make himself known better to voters before Tuesday. It's going to be a hard task. Name recognition for Eliot Spitzer is still really high. So he needs to run as the other guy, other than Spitzer. And we've seen in the polls that some voters are willing to forgive Spitzer for having hired prostitutes back in the past. Others, they don't see it as an private life issue. They see it more as breaking the law, as he himself acknowledged. So Stringer needs to paint him in such a negative light so voters go to the polls and end up voting for the other guy other than Spitzer. So that's going to be the task. And in the meantime, Spitzer is going to keep talking about his record as attorney general that was wildly successful, and also his record as governor. He was governor for a year and 2-3 months.
On the mayoral race, now we know the polls are never really accurate, but if recent trends are any indication, Thompson and Quinn seem to be scrambling for a runoff spot heading into the primary on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the same poll found de Blasio leading at 43%. What will their strategies be this week?
They need to try to hit de Blasio as hardest as possible. We saw it during the debate, the last debate this week on Channel 4. Great debate, I think, and where we saw the dynamics. They realized that they are not fighting for a number two spot, Thompson and Quinn, but they are trying to stop de Blasio from taking the big prize on Tuesday. So the strategy is to make him look really bad before Tuesday, but it's going to be really hard. At this point, I think most voters, they are set on their choice. So, and de Blasio has run, I think, a really smart campaign. He was under the radar for a long time. He didn't have any attacks going after him. Then he benefited from the implosion of the Anthony Weiner candidacy. And then he had this ability to tell a story that New Yorkers seem to be basically embracing, the story of an empathetic guy from the outer boroughs with a biracial family who promises to be the anti-Bloomberg.
Now, yesterday, Bill Thompson released an ad featuring his daughter, Jennifer, a former teacher. Here's a little bit of it.
My grandmother was a teacher. I was a teacher, too. I'm proud that my father, Bill Thompson, is endorsed by New York's teachers and principals.
Now, you know, some observers are saying that this is Thompson's way of using a family member in an ad, kind of mimicking de Blasio's highly visible ad featuring his son Dante. What's your take on the Thompson ad and the timing of its release?
I think it's a little bit too late. It's really smart. You want to showcase your family. However, the impact is not the same. We're talking about Thompson's daughter is she looks like him, while Dante, Bill de Blasio's son, was a way to convey the message of, okay, Bill de Blasio, he's a Caucasian male. However, he has a biracial family. However, it's really smart also because talking to several people, they notice when Thompson, every time Thompson says in a commercial, my father was a teacher, my mother was a teacher. I think his mother was a teacher. So the word teacher and the UFT endorsement and that he got, I think it's helping him with a certain set of voters that seem to basically embrace that idea of, wow, this person is good because he has connections with education.
You know, many recent polls have been measuring black and white voters, but not Latino voters. Do we have any sense, briefly, of which candidates the Latino community is supporting?
Not really, and it's really sad. I'm not sure why pollsters decided this year not to get a big enough sample to really accurately describe the Hispanic sentiment. I think it's been really bad also for Latino candidates in the Democratic primary. You had Eric Salgado, and then you're going to have in the general election a Latino running in the Independence Party line. So I think pollsters should do a better job at telling us what Latinos are thinking.
All right. Thanks so much, Juan.
Thank you.
Juan Manuel Benitez is a reporter with New York One Noticias and host of Pura Política. You can keep up with all the candidates. Just go to our website, WNYC.org.